Now, the five Buddhas of the mandala help a person carry out this process of symbolic unification by being connected, by connecting themselves to other lists of five. We saw this occur also when we were talking about basic tantric symbolism that has to do with the unification of opposites. There are many different opposites that could be unified symbolically together. And the same is true in this system of sets of five. There are five Buddhas in the mandala. What else are there five of in the Buddhist tradition? Actually, I sometimes think that it would be fun to have a test for graduate students and ask them, in Buddhism, what is there one of, two of, three of, four of, five of, and see how high you can go in your classification of Buddhist lists. Fortunately, well, we did get up to the 12-fold chain of dependent origination not so long ago, and we talked about the 8-fold path, but fortunately our numerology in Tantra stops at 5, with the addition sometimes of a 6th. In any case, what are the 5 that we're talking about here? Well, there are 5 aggregates, the 5 constituents of the personality. We talked about that when we talked about no self. So each of these Buddhas is associated with one of the aggregates. That begins to suggest to us how these Buddhas function. There are 5 forms of consciousness in this tradition, 5 different ways of knowing that can be symbolized by each of the Buddhas and invoked in a certain way. And with the forms of consciousness, because this is a tantric tradition where wrath and serenity go side by side, there also are 5 unfavorable, evil states of consciousness. They too are symbolized by the Buddhas in their wrathful manifestation. Each one has a different color. So there are 5 colors. There's a green Buddha and a blue Buddha and a white Buddha and a red Buddha, all of which you can map when you work your way through the mandala. 5 directions of the cosmos, north, south, east, and west, and then, of course, the center, the place where that is the goal of your meditation. There are 5 female Buddhas, or yoginis, because each of these male figures is connected in some way with a female figure. 5 bodhisattvas, 5 watches of the day, 5 times of the day that these Buddhas all symbolize, 5 seasons of the year, 5 components of the alphabet, and so on and so on. All sorts of different ways that these Buddhas can symbolically sew together different aspects of reality. Now, to give you a sense of what this looks like in a mandala, let me read a description of Akshobhya Buddha to you, the Buddha who sits at the center of some mandalas. And I say that I will describe this in some way to give you the look of the mandala, in part to use the tantric terminology itself. The tantric tradition is a strongly visual tradition. It has to do with seeing reality in a certain way, and yet, of course, it wouldn't be Buddhism if it didn't convey this to you by words. So often the tantric tradition uses words to try to paint a certain picture to you, to give you a visual sense of how the universe is constructed and unified in a certain way. So in this description of Akshobhya, the text tells us first that you should lay out the space for the mandala in front of you and make offerings that you would typically make in a situation of worship, offerings of incense and flowers and so on, and then engage in the practice of visualizing Akshobhya. Begin to see him sitting in the middle of this mandala. There in the center of the mandala, one envisions the syllable PUM in many colors. This is interesting. We talked about mantras last time as being important in the tantric tradition. When you're visualizing Akshobhya, the first thing that you visualize is not his feet or his shoulders or his head or something like that. You visualize that sound that's associated with him. It's like the seed syllable out of which you'll generate eventually this vision of Akshobhya. So you envision the syllable PUM in many colors. And this then turns into a fair 8-petaled lotus of many colors with the red syllable RUM at the center. almost wish we could all sit down and just do this. It sounds kind of like fun. Anyway, this becomes a solar disk upon which is a dark blue whom, whence arises Akshobhya with one face and two arms, in the cross-legged posture and making the earth-touching gesture. That earth-touching gesture that we associated with the Buddha's defeat of Mara and the unshakableness of his awakening or his practice that led to his awakening.